It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 27th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is longer, spelled L-O-N-G-U-E-U-R. Longer is a noun that means a dull and tedious passage or section, as of a book, play, or musical composition, and it's usually used in the plural. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Jesse Green. Small, clever musicals are fragile things, though, and I don't want to oversell this one in praising it. Scotland, PA, still needs to cure a few structural hiccups. The first act seems to end twice, and to address its longueurs and lapses of logic. You've probably come across long, tedious sections of books, plays, or musical works before, but perhaps you didn't know there was a word for them. English speakers began using the French borrowing longueur in the late 18th century. As in English, French longueurs are tedious passages, with longueur itself literally meaning length. An early example of longueur used in an English text is from 18th century writer Horace Walpole, who wrote in a letter, "Boswell's book is gossiping, but there were woeful longueurs, both about his hero and himself." With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.